You know who's really good is Eric Semmel. Computer Talk Saturday 9 to 11 here on WTIC News Talk 1080. And we're going to do something on Tuesday. It's called Tech Tuesdays. We love alliteration. It works, you know, and it always seems to be successful for launching segments. If you can alliterate well, Eric, you can have a successful recurring segment. It's like there's data. I have no idea if there's data. How are you?
Good, Brian. How are you doing?
I'm good. So, you know, I thought maybe on our first go around, because, I mean, not everybody listens every Saturday, and maybe this is a great way, I think, to draw some attention to the show, which is a great show because, you know, answers a lot of people's, you know, questions, and there's no such thing as a dumb question, and we struggle with this stuff all the time. But I thought maybe we'd go broad brush on some stuff, like, you know, could we do that just sort of explaining a couple things for starters, maybe? Would you be okay with that?
Yeah, whatever you like, sir. I'm at your service.
So I want to have some brief definitions. Like, phishing is when you, like, get an email and they want you to click the link, and then they get information and they steal it. That's what phishing is, correct?
Yes, sir. You're exactly right.
So what is smishing?
Smishing is happening when they text you, and they trick you via your SMS text to actually do the same thing. A lot of it's happening with tolls, right? You're getting these texts about, you know, you need to have a toll you have to pay, and here's your big bill you're about to get. Click here or call this number, and then, of course, it's a scam. So smishing is happening through texting, and so many victims of smishing these days.
So then you call the number, and there's somebody on the other line, and they take your data, they take the information, and then they use that to steal stuff?
Well, yeah, they literally trick you. They'll trick you into calling literally a customer service line by the bad guys. I mean, they probably have better health insurance than you do at 1080. They're a call center literally designed to rip people off. And they will then figure out how to get onto your computer or get you to send them money. Or again, it's all just using social engineering to trick folks into giving up the information. Pay this little fee to solve this problem for you. However they do it, I don't have all the insights about how these bad guys do what they do, but they literally are very organized and have plenty of time to do it. And sadly, we're so busy trying to survive here in the rat race that we follow very quickly with the trick and give up millions of dollars.
Okay, so we have phishing, we have smishing. And then what's vishing? Is that video or something? What is that?
Vishing is voice calling you. They're going to call you over the phone and try to do the same thing. This is a very common practice when it comes to QuickBooks. There's, again, a very organized ring of crime folks out there calling businesses, and 99% of businesses, small businesses especially, run QuickBooks. And they call you up and say, hey, you're having a problem with your update of your QuickBooks. And, you know, people say, okay, I believe you. I guess your QuickBooks helping me out. And then they give these bad guys access to their systems. And the bad guys literally are in their accounting system. And this is a very common thing. So many companies are tricked by it. Number one, nobody cares about your business. Nobody from any organization is going to call you and say, hey, company, I care about you. I'd like to make your business better. Let me into your computer. Nobody's going to do that, but so many people assume QuickBooks is calling, and they let them right in, and then sky's the limit. They can load malware on their computers. They can get access to their accounts. They can go do all sorts of stuff, and before you know it, you know, you get money exfiltrated out of bank accounts. Who knows?
That's stunning. It's stunning to me. We're talking with Eric Semmel from Tab Computer. Again, Tech Talk is Saturday 9 to 11. Tech Tuesdays here on Brian and Company on WTIC. You know, crypto is something that is still, it's sort of like AI, and I was going to ask about AI next. Cryptocurrencies, most people stay away from it, right? I mean,
if
Bitcoin now, though, it's at 69,000. I mean, I don't understand how it's possible, but it is. But what sort of scams come from that? Do they try to sell you crypto, or like what sort of problems are out there that people should be aware about?
It's the second largest financial crime out there. $3.9 billion of real money are being stolen from people using cryptocurrency scams. We had a caller on our show who was tricked into thinking he was talking to Microsoft and the FBI, where he was convinced to go to his bank, take out $14,999 in cash. He then drove to a cryptocurrency ATM in Middletown, waited for the gas station to open, stood in front of it, and stuffed $14,000 into that cryptocurrency ATM with what he thought was the FBI and Microsoft on the phone, where he was trying to help those folks do something with getting the bad guys. But he was talking to the bad guys. And these ATMs, these crypto ATMs, I mean, I guess in our legislature they're talking about doing some sort of more regulation on them. But if you find yourself standing in front of a crypto ATM with $14,000 in cash on yourself, please don't put it into that ATM machine.
But that's where I get, you know, I mean, no disrespect to your listener, but like, people should realize that. Like, we should know better.
Oh, gosh, Brian. No, I mean, if the fact that crypto's a thing, it should be all you need. It's near a $1 trillion value. The fact that that is a thing is all you need to know about the gullibility of humans. We are all very gullible. His bank begged him not to take the money out. They told him it's probably for a scam. Literally, the bad guys were on the phone telling him what to say to the bank. You can be tricked all sorts of ways, and you just don't realize you're standing there with $14,000 in cash. It's not a matter of being smart about it. It's just these bad guys are so convincing. And that's just one example that we've had on the program. We went through the Great Recession, right? We all went through the Great Recession thanks to credit default swaps, right? You know what that is. Yeah. You know, it's sort of insurance for an actual financial thing you're backing. Well, if they called it insurance, credit default swaps wouldn't exist because they would regulate it. But they call it credit default swaps, and they still have a $4 trillion market. So we just keep doing this to ourselves every day with this nonsense. And cryptocurrency, as far as I'm concerned, is the biggest greater fool theory out there. And if I'm wrong, I'll eat my shorts, but everything in the past that I've experienced.
Are you a long-term disbeliever in the concept of cryptocurrency? Like, you don't think it's something that'll ever be a core part of, like, transactions in the world?
It can't be. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, we just had a story about Ethereum and the actual blockchain being hacked within 12 seconds. They sold $25 million on a blockchain, the unhackable blockchain. I know how the sausage is made. You'd have to be a fool to think that this has any value. The value is completely baloney. But of course, the libertarian in me says so is the paper dollar. But this is truly baloney. And you ask anybody who has done anything in financial world, most of them will say it is baloney. The moment the government gets into crypto, all the fake tokens that are out there will go away. I mean, you could have your own Brian token if you want and make it worth whatever you want. That's what the Sam Bankman Fried there did. He made his own tokens. I mean, do what you want. You know, and people are so gullible.
I know. That's the part I really, and listen, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to have it come back and bite me in the you know what, but I mean, the gullibility part of it is, you know, I try not to respond to anything, you know, I don't know. I mean, I try to ignore all of it, but maybe eventually I'm not going to have something I can't ignore. I've never been called and engaged, right? That hasn't happened to me, so I can't be in
right.
of it. We're out of time. I want to talk about AI and a whole bunch of other stuff, but I guess we'll have to defer till next week, and we'll talk a little more specifics about some specific threats. But I really did want to get some general thoughts so people could get a little sample of where you come from and your opinions and defining certain terms. I just thought it was a really good place to start, but I hope it wasn't too basic for you.
Brian, anytime. My pleasure. Happy to be on the program.